Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press-on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's I-M-P-R-E-S-S beauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while. Earlier this month, fans of Sol de Janeiro became alarmed with arachnophobia after one review of the brand's latest drop, Delicia Drench Body Butter, claimed the product attracted wolf spiders. Here's what they said. If you're scared of wolf spiders, watch out for these lotions, lol. I wanted to love them so bad, but one of the ingredients is like kryptonite to wolf spiders. When I put it on, instantly one will come out. I'd run left, it ran left. I ran right, it ran right. Normally, I'll see one every like 3 years. Used this and it was every day. I stopped using it and I haven't seen one since.
Okay, so I don't want to get into how they incorrectly use kryptonite.
Yeah, yeah. That's another whole podcast episode.
Which I feel like makes this review just completely moot at this point. But we wanted to talk to the man that can just squash, no pun intended, all of these things. He's pouring himself a drink. He's getting ready. We have cosmetic chemist Javon Ford back on the pod. We love Javon, and he has made content around this. So we figured why not have him on to discuss this Sol de Janeiro debacle. So, Javon, you said you got tagged like 40 times in 24 hours about this, correct?
Yes. Correct.
Tell us a little bit more.
So I think I first started seeing this video pop up on my feed or in my notifications, what, almost 2 weeks ago. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I started doing some like cursory digging. It's like, okay, maybe it's possible. But then I started getting tagged more and more, and like everybody else was just piggybacking off of each other. So I went down a rabbit hole, found the Reddit thread. I was like, okay, is everybody having this experience? I dug deeper, and I was like, based off of literally one comment, the comment you just read from the Sephora site, I'm like, wait, this is only, like, this snowball from one person's experience, and then people on Reddit could call themselves doing, like, little scientific experiments where they had, like, a control where they had, like, I guess a napkin without any lotion and then a napkin with the lotion, and they had two wolf spiders that released them, and the wolf spiders went to the napkin with the lotion, And I'm like, but that's not really good control. You should have just had like lotion by itself or like another fragrance if you really wanted to have a control, because animals still can smell. They can smell things. Any animal is naturally going to gravitate to whatever smell it is. But just, yeah, and like, oh, here's a napkin that has nothing. And then here's a napkin that smells really sweet, because I think the scent for the Sol de Janeiro product is described as gourmand, which is just the fancy way of saying it smells like food.
Right, exactly. And we follow somebody online who is an entomologist. His name is JC. He studies insects and specifically spiders, which could not be me. I have a fear of spider. Actually, Sarah was like, people are actually scared to use this. And I'm included. I wouldn't say like I'm fearful, like, oh my God. But literally, I have not opened up this product because I wanted to talk to you first to see if I should be terrified that a spider is going to be on me in the middle of the night or something.
That's the craziest thing, is that people have such a fear of spiders that they are not willing. They're like, I'm not even playing around. Like, if this attracts one spider, I'm out. So it's just so funny that it's now gotten, like you said, snowballed, and you're hearing like these random people who are like, oh no, I can't, no, spiders, no thanks.
And one thing I will add is that the study, because somebody did reference a study on Reddit about how, oh, there's two specific fragrance compounds when used in a specific ratio can be like, it can serve as like a pheromone for males of this particular species. But it was like a skull spider. When I looked up the botanical name, like the scientific name, it had nothing to do with wolf spiders. I'm like, these are two completely different species. So we don't even know if they have the same pheromones. Most animals don't. And two, it's a very specific ratio of compounds. It's not like you can just have these two compounds present and like it's a free-for-all for these spiders to go like looking for mates.
Right, right. Okay. So there is a story on defector.com that says wolf spiders actually are all around, and it's all about this particular drama. And it says that they reached out to a scientist, and it says that they know that at least some wolf spiders can and do respond to airborne chemical cues such as sex pheromones, but scientists know very little about the chemical characterization of these cues, meaning it's not easy to tell if a chemical in a body butter would cause a behavioral response in a wolf spider. So one thing that you said in your video about this is that there were two ingredients that were cited to attract these spiders. And that's what people really became hyper-focused on. And at the time, the product hadn't even launched. So nobody even knew if those ingredients were actually in the product. It just literally was based off of this one review on Sephora.com, a one-star review from ChemCats. ChemCats, I think, has been banned from the platform. The review is gone. I do not. I went looking for it. That review is no longer there. And also, it's, I think, important to note that this person left other reviews citing that other products were attracting wolf spiders. And for me personally, this sounds like a pest control issue that needs to be taken care of, not a product a product problem. But Javon, do you remember what ingredients that people were really hyper focused on?
Not the exact names. I think one of them was like cetyl, but that is not Airedale. Cetyl something. One of them.
Oh,
like
I have them.
Cetyl lactate, I think, and I forgot the other one.
So one is the cetyl acetate.
Acetate.
Yeah, and then one is farnesyl acetate. Am I saying that? Farnesyl acetate. What are those two ingredients? Do you use them a lot?
No, I've never used either. Because that's one of the comments on the Reddit thread was saying. They were like, these are very common in cosmetics. And I'm like, not that common. And then if you go to Inky Dakota, you can see what products on like major products use certain ingredients. And I went to Inky Dakota. I'm like, okay, for the other one, I forgot, the Farnesyl, that one's pretty much just a fragrance compound, so that won't necessarily be listed. But the other one, cetyl lactate, I think it's what it was. Because the guy in the Reddit there was like, oh, it's commonly used as a thickener. And I'm like, I think you're getting that confused with cetyl esters or cetyl alcohol, which is pretty much in every conditioner and a lot of lotions, which is unrelated because they're different compounds. I'm like, I've never used this. None of the labs I've ever worked in carried this ingredient beyond maybe a sample. I'm like, it's not that common. It might be used, of course, because you can see it in other products, but like, to that extent, no, it's not that common. And two, again, the ratios make a difference. It has to be an exact ratio because pheromones are very specific to each species. And just because you have the presence of these two compounds, which I know Sol de Janeiro later came forward and said, we don't have either of these. Because the acetyl thing, yeah, would be listed. Because when I saw it in cosmetics, it's not used as a fragrance compound. It's used as like a quasi thickener. So that would not be exempt from like listing. That you'd have to list that ingredient. I don't think it's commonly used as a fragrance. It has a smell, but from what I can tell, it's not like fragrant enough where people are just like, perfumers are just reaching for that ingredient. Like, we have to use this. Like, they're better compounds for that.
Totally. I'm curious, did you take a look at the ingredient list of this particular product?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in here that would attract an insect?
I wouldn't be able to answer that. Because, I mean, like, with anything, I think anything that smells good has the potential to attract bugs. Like, you wear a certain, I think there's, like, a certain, there's a Reddit thread about, like, perfumes that attract bees or certain perfumes that repel bees because every insect or arachnid, in the case of spiders, is, like, you know, they rely on smell a lot of times. Like, most animals have a good sense of smell because a lot of them can't see, a lot of them can't hear, but they can sense things, they can smell things, because that's how you detect, like, toxins and poisons. So I just think any fragrance in general has the potential to attract any animal just because you smell good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's enough to, like, attract them just to come and try to eat you or mate with you, no.
Javon, have you smelled this? Sorry if I missed that. Have you smelled it yet?
I have not, because I don't like Sol de Janeiro products like that.
It smells so, so sweet. And we, as we all know, like, Sol de Janeiro too has like a very strong fragrance where it's like,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to wear like a perfume on top of this. Like, this is gonna like be enough fragrance for your entire body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were mentioning obviously certain things like attract certain insects with, let's talk about other insects, like with bees or like mosquitoes. I know obviously like with mosquitoes, you should wear like citronella scents to like detract them from biting you. Is there certain scents that you've heard of that attract like flies or mosquitoes or bees?
Only anecdotal, because even with the citronella, somebody actually did a study and it was like pretty much 50-50. So it was very weak. I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's very weak. And yet everything on the market is citronella scented and claiming that that's going to keep mosquitoes away from us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Javon, is there anything else now that we've gotten to the bottom of the arachna beauty bonanza? We can feel safe using our Sol de Janeiro Delicia drench. We can slather our body in it. And if a wolf spider happens to come out of the woodwork, literally or figuratively, that's
on you.
Maybe a personal problem.
It just happens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Also,
problem.
Y'all, if you go to Sephora right now and you look and search the reviews, so many now say spider. Some of them are like, don't worry, no spiders here. Some of them are like, y'all, I looked closely at my body cream. There were little black dots and they were baby spider eggs. I'm like, be for real. So anyways, I feel like somebody has like a hit out for Sol de Janeiro, but we're still loving them and we're still very happy about all of their products. We love their products. But Javon, what have you been trying to debunk lately? Like, is there one thing you just want to get off your chest? Like, can we please stop talking about this? I'm sick of having to debunk these things.
It's like something new every week. There's the whole flaxseed craze, which fine, someone's like, oh, it's nature's Botox, and that's annoying. Like, if anything was as good as Botox, we would be using it by now. I know people try to say, like, oh, patents only are good for 20 years. Botox has been around longer than 20 years, so there's no patent on it anymore. If somebody wanted to, like, create something better or, like, that's more natural, because, again, that's the trend. Every skincare company, cosmetic company is trying to be natural because that's what people want. If there were a way to make flaxseed oil, flaxseed gel, as good as Botox, they would have monetized it by now. Because capitalism is going to capitalize off of anything it can. When people think like, oh, they can't patent it. You can patent some things in nature. They could patent a use for it.
Right. So that is bottom line. Flaxseed oil / gel is not nature's Botox.
And that's true for like most of the things that say like, oh, it's a natural alternative. If it were as good as a synthetic thing, trust, we would be selling it some type of way. Some company would find some way to patent that specific use of that ingredient in this particular product, they would be selling it for like $150 more than like actual Botox if it gave you anywhere close to the effects. I mean, like Bakuchiol. Bakuchiol is like called phytoretinol. Is it any cheaper? No. Is it as effective? Not really. But either way, there are studies showing that it mimics like some of the same biomarkers as retinol, and they are running with that in like a bunch of different skincare products.
Totally. Wow. Can we just make this a regular like Javon segment comes on once every month to talk about the crazy things that people are talking about?
I use Javon as a source so often. I truly feel like we should just text him and be like, yo, thoughts? And then we can just like read a quote once a week or just take his content that Javon's he's making thoughts. Regularly. Javon's thoughts. By the way, I can't give anything away, but Javon has a big moment coming up in the next few months that everyone will get to see. Is that okay for me to say?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. It's a good
exciting.
One. We'll obviously talk about it more once it's
yes.
happened. But I just wanted to give a little shout. There's more Javon in the future. Javon, we adore you. Thank you so much for coming on and debunking this for us. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.